it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure, teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb, it's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back. Because we know you have ours too. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? USA trails by 12 points, 4.5 left in the first half. It's 23-11 Beecher. Landon Zimmer against Ernest Sanders. Now to Heckroth with right wing against Jalen Terry. Heckroth starts his dribble. He has nowhere to go. To Micah Kramer, top of the key, 5 feet from midcourt against Harris. Starts his dribble to the right wing. Landon Zimmer gets back up to Heckroth, top of the key, into Kyle Most, going against Hiram Pollard, Cummings, and he traveled with it. That will be the seventh turnover for USA. Gives the ball back to Beecher and a 12-point lead.
If these kids from Flint do not go to Michigan State, I swear they could go ahead and get a career out of being insurance salesmen, because they are just giving blanket coverage all over the place right now.
That is an understatement of the night, especially from the underclassmen. Ernest Sanders being guarded by 12 feet and by Kyle Moss, and they're just going to let him sit out there with 3:45 left. Now to Jalen Terry. Mark Kingforth chirping at Sanders. Terry goes down the baseline to the opposite corner. Harris for three. This one's short. Rebound brought in. Nope, still loose. Now Sanders has it. The down to the left block in the reverse. And in from Terry is good for two. He has seven. And Beecher now leads by 14. That's the largest of the night for them so far. 3.5 to play in the second quarter. 25-11, Flint Beecher. The team that lost to USA a year ago. Stopped their three-year streak as state champions in Class C. Now that's known as Division III. Huge difference, I know. Heckroth at the right wing against Harris. Now Terry's on him. Tough defense from Beecher. There's a reason they're the number one team in Division III. And that's going to be a timeout called by Mark Gainforth. All he has is full timeouts left with 2:59 left in the second. It's USA timeout with 2:59 left in the half. 25-11.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues, and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989 872-3318 or visit dsservicesinc.com.
. 25-11, Beecher leads by 14 with under 3 to play in the first half. Nash Morton to Micah Kramer for USA, the left wing, being guarded by number 13, Taylen Mulger. Micah Kramer to Landon Zimmer against Cummings the second. Landon Zimmer back on Heckroth, and Terry gets a hand on it, and it's going to be USA ball right in front of the Beecher student section, left side of your radio.
You know, there are some lanes for USA to go ahead and drive, and I like to see them do that, just to go ahead and drive. They're not going to take the shot off that, because with a three, you're going to have to dish to somebody, because you can't go ahead and cover the drive with three people like that.
Heckroth's three on the inbound is blocked by Terry, who went up about 3 feet to block that one. Rebound Beecher, and now they're back on offense, trying to extend this 14-point lead. At the left wing, Muldrew to Terry, to the right wing to Harris. Harris being guarded by Heckroth from a distance, back up to Sanders, top of the key. Now to the right wing, to Cummings the second.
Skip pass to the left wing to Terry, slowing things down now. Harris has it 3 feet from midcourt, right side of your radio. Jalen Terry against Nash Morton, 2:05 left in the second quarter. Now retreats with his heels at the line. 2 minutes remain. 25-11 in this first half. Ernest Sanders at the left wing extended from Haas from a distance. Now up to Muldrew. Back to the left wing, back up to Terry against Morton. Going down the left side of the lane, jump stop at the left block, goes up strong, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Jalen Terry's second trip to the free throw line. He's 1-for-2 on his first trip. We'll see how he does this time. This goes against Nash Morton. That's his first, team's fourth for USA. 1:46 left in the second. More likely, going to be no bonus shots here in this first half. Fouls right now, USA with 4. Beecher at 5. First free throw from Terry. This one's good. Jalen Terry, a 4-star recruit, according to Rivals.com, 45th ranked player of all the nation, and the second free throw is good. Number 9 in his position in the nation at point guard. 2-for-2 for Jalen Terry in that trip. He has 9 points, and it's a 16-point lead for Beecher. Micah Kramer at the right wing, dribbling against number 13, Taylen Muldrew. Dribbles to his left now. Being guarded by Harris to Landon Zimmer at the free throw line. Goes inside the lane. The finger roll's good for 2 from the left side. Landon Zimmer with 9 points of USA's 13. 27-13, a 14-point lead for Beecher. 1:15 left in the second. Harris to Muldrew. Muldrew back to number 24, Cummings the second. Ernest Sanders, left wing, 1 dribble back to Harris. Harris holds the ball. Michael Kramer retreats to Ernest Sanders' left wing against Moss. Cummings the second.
Setting up a dunk.
With 55 seconds left. Terry lost his footing. Nash Morton now guarding him at the right wing extended. He goes back to midcourt. Ironically wearing stars and stripes for Sox tonight. That's not by coincidence, and that's a 5-second violation against Jalen Terry. And just like his first foul, he can't believe that one either. That's just the second turnover for Beecher tonight. Gives the ball back to USA with 43 seconds left in the half, 27-13.
Stars and Stripes Sox, do you think that's a message?
I think so. Tyler Heckroth will inbound. Muldrew sits down. Out there for USA, Heckroth, Kramer, Zimmer, Morton, and Most. Michael Kramer calling the shots. He has Tyrese Harvin-Pollard on him, who just checked in. Dribbles to his left at the right wing. To Moss, high post. Back to the basket. Now one dribble. He has to pivot. To Landon Zimmer's hands. Harris is all over him. 20 seconds left. Landon Zimmer with the pullback three.
Nice.
And this one is beautiful.
That was nice.
The step back from Zimmer is good. And now he has 7 points in the quarter. 12 on the night. USA 16, Beecher 27.
Zimmer saw the double team on the drive, and he just stepped back and made the three. It was beautiful.
Terry in the short corner. Skip pass to the right wing. Harris for 3. This one's good with 2 seconds left. And that is how the half will end with a 14-point lead, 30-16. After 2 quarters of play, Beecher leading by 14. 30-16 on the WLW Sports Network from Region 24 in Bad Axe, Michigan of the Division III MHSAA Tournament. You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
I'm Todd Newville from Carroll, Michigan. I've been buying cars from Moore Shoreline and Seawing for the last 10 years. I'm a walking, talking billboard for Moore Shoreline because they're family to me, and I want my friends and family to be treated like I get treated when I buy a vehicle. That's why I bring them to Moore Shoreline.
You get more at Moore Shoreline in Seaboyne, and this week drive a 2019 Chevrolet Crew Cab for only $148 a month, or drive an all-new 2019 Chevrolet Silverado Double Cab, just $222 a month. So why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Seaboyne to buy their next vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Seaboyne goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.